This goes to Dr. Zachary Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Roxanna, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, Feldposch, F-E-L-D-P-A-U-S-C-H, date of birth 7/10/1943. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Feldposch with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 4th of this year. She is residing with her daughter, Patty, currently, because the daughter that she usually lives with, Penny, fell and broke her hip about 3 weeks ago, so she's unable to take care of her mother at this point. But she will be moving back in with her daughter, Penny, after Penny gets recovered from the hip fracture and the surgery she has undergone. And the patient has gained 7 pounds over the last 6 months and has been doing well, according to her daughter. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no recent UTIs, no cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 40/25 daily. And other diabetic medications and medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight 174.5 pounds, and that's about a 7-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 90, temperature was 98.9, and blood pressure at home was 190 over 94 on the home wrist blood pressure monitor. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 18th of 2024. Her hemoglobin is 11.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is 1.37 with estimated GFR of 39. Calcium 10.3. Albumin is 4.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.5. And intact parathyroid hormone is 56.6. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And three, hypertension. She has a higher than usual blood pressure reading at home with the wrist cuff. Goal would be 130 to 140 over 80 range. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.